you know, as our topic title says, we're going to be talking about beyond grant making, looking primarily at private foundations, but also other kinds of C3s and donors. What can they do that is a little creative, maybe a little more impactful, quote unquote, to use a word that isn't really a word? How can we get more bang for our buck out of what we're doing and do it a little creatively? I have always thought, I've given this talk in sort of different variations. I think of it as sort of thinking outside the box while working within the rules. We want to be very creative. We don't necessarily want to do things in the same old way, but we still have to deal with the IRS and IRS rules and state law rules. So we're going to talk some about the basic private foundation rules. We'll talk about other kinds of activities that a lot of private foundations engage in. And then we will go through and talk a little bit about program and mission-related investments, which I think other speakers have touched on. But I think hopefully we'll go down in a little more detail and hopefully give you some examples.
So just as important as what we are going to discuss as ways to spend money beyond normal grant making, some things we're not going to discuss. We're not going to discuss using foundation monies to buy giant portraits of oneself. We're not going to discuss using foundation money to pay for any weddings or anything like that.
Or pay off like litigation.
Right,
The donor.
Litigation costs. So the reason we're not going to discuss that, going to this slide, and as the great cinematic masterpiece, The Big Lebowski, has as a quote, there are rules. So let's talk first about a couple of these rules. This is going to be a very broad overview because y'all know these rules.